Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisco.
Radio 66 and 101.9 FM, WFAN.
On this Monday evening, after an interesting and dramatic Super Bowl, Mike's On is brought to you each and every evening by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos, brought to you by those who drink it. And we come to you this evening, obviously, after the Chiefs are champions, and Andy Reid and the Chiefs finally have their championship, and again, I think there hasn't been a more popular victory in years, and there's nobody, I think, more deserving of a ring than Andy Reid. He has put in a lot of work into his coaching career, and now his coaching career will be seen in the right light. It was a special career to begin with, and now, as is always going to have to be the case, it helps a lot to be recognized if you can win that championship. And now he has that Super Bowl that had eluded him for so many years, through those NFC title heartbreak years, through last year's AFC title heartbreak year, and how he handled it with grace under a lot of scrutiny, under pressure. Hey, they got rid of a top coach in Philly, and maybe not got rid of as unfair, because he coached there a very long time. And I know the owner loved him. As a matter of fact, Andy had a big say in who wound up being the coach there. But the owner just felt that it was time for a different voice. And they were right. They were right. The move was great. It re-energized Andy. It re-energized the Eagles. They had gotten a little stale. And it wound up leading Andy to finally the promised land. You know, it was very tough when the Eagles lost to the Pats in the Super Bowl. Some of those NFC title losses for Andy Reid were very tough. And there's nothing worse than getting that reputation that you can't win the big one, that you can coach, but you can't win the big one. You know, it's something that a Chuck Knox had to live with. It's something that a Marty Schottenheimer's had to live with. And it's not true. Those guys can coach. We know that, okay? But you have to make everybody happy, you have to get that title in the right spot at the right time. And now he has done that. So now there's no more questions about Hall of Fame. There's no more questions. I mean, now look at the record. I mean, he's the seventh winningest coach of all time. He's won, you know, he's won 222 games if you count the playoff wins. He's won 207 regular season games. 14 times he's won 10 or more games. He's taken, you know, two different teams to the Super Bowl. We're still waiting for someone to win the Super Bowl with two different teams. Nobody's done that. Not, and great coaches haven't done that. Bill Parcells didn't do that. You know, Mike Holmgren didn't do that. Don Shula didn't do that. Dick Vermeil didn't do that. The guys who had chances, none of them did. Some didn't win until their second team. Some won with their first team. You know, so nobody has won a Super Bowl with one team and then gone to the Super Bowl with another team and won. So when you hire a Super Bowl winning coach and you give him a ton of money to rebuild your franchise, realize that nobody has been able to accomplish that feat. So you may be overpaying from that standpoint. As I said, we'll be with you until 6:30 when Steve Summers comes your way. And in this time period. We haven't taken a lot of calls, but we will tonight. We'll give you a chance to get in and give me some thoughts on the Super Bowl, what you liked, what you didn't like, what your thoughts are as we say goodbye to this season and the Chiefs. You know, it's funny. Things went their way. You know, yesterday, before I was going to the stadium, they had a feature on about how Kansas City watched the final minutes of the Dolphin game the day the Dolphins beat the Pats, which gave them a bye. And we all know that they got the big break there because the Dolphins, you know, upset the Pats. And, of course, the Pats are, you know, a bye in the home field. And the Chiefs picked it up. And then, of course, the Titans beat Baltimore, so the Chiefs don't have to go to Baltimore. I thought all year, and you know, could have been very wrong, I thought the Chiefs were going to have to go to Baltimore the way things were shaping up. And I thought they could win there. I really did. But this was a far easier way for them to travel. And it made it a lot easier than to take that route. And sometimes the route you don't have to take can make all the difference. But, you know, Kansas City made it as hard on themselves as you humanly can. They got 24 points behind against Houston. They got 10 points behind against Tennessee and 10 points behind against San Francisco and came back all three times to win the game. And win the game by double digits, as a matter of fact. So not just win the game going away, which is what they did with their fourth quarter explosion. And think about it. They had a 51 unanswered run in one playoff game. They had a 28-point run in the other playoff game, and they had a 21-point run unanswered last night. That's a lot of explosiveness out of that, you know? So Andy Reid becomes the first head coach to win a Super Bowl after spending 20 seasons as an NFL head coach. Not many guys are going to be around for 20 years, but remember, all he had done is won. Everywhere he went, he won. He just hadn't been able to win the Super Bowl. He hadn't been able to get the Super Bowls. He only got into two. He lost the one he went to. But, it's tough to get to the Super Bowl. You can get to the playoffs. They've had some horrific losses, as we know, in the playoffs. Both in Kansas City and in Tampa. And it's hard. When you get there, hey, does it make it easier? Absolutely. Could Kansas City go on a run now? Who knows? You know, I saw someone saying, I'm calling for a rematch. And I felt like saying, how long have you been around this league? Every year we're going to get a rematch. How often does that happen? You know how hard it is to get back to the same spot and have, you know, the ball break the right way and bounce the right way where you don't get that big injury, where you don't lose one of your key guys for the season to a surgical procedure. It is so hard to get back to the same spot. I mean, hey, not only do we not know whether Mahomes will get there next year, we don't know if Mahomes ever get there again to win it. You just don't know. It's not that easy. Dan Marino never got back. And think about it. Peyton Manning, he had to go to Denver late to get a second one. Drew Brees only got one. Aaron Rodgers only got one. You know, so it's not easy to get. These are not easy to get. It's not like it's all of a sudden you snap your finger, we're back there. You know, it's not like what happens with Tom Brady. That's an unusual situation. But he has gotten there, and now he has won it, and no one can take that away from him. And at 24 years of age, he is the star of stars now, Mahomes is. And I think he wears that very, very gracefully. I think he handles it well. I think he's very comfortable in his own skin. I think he handles all these situations exceedingly well. I don't think there's any question about that. Now, at the first pick in the plumbing and heating supply draft, contractors select SupplyHouse.com. Now, today only, thanks to the 6 touchdowns last night, SupplyHouse.com is taking 6% off your entire order. Take it to the house, SupplyHouse.com. Okay? So the first pick saw you do that. So think about it. Now, 6% off. So check it out. Go to SupplyHouse.com right now. When we come back, we will get some calls in. Haven't done that very often, but we will do that and get some thoughts from you guys on the Super Bowl. All right, we're back. All right, so let's see how many calls we can get in tonight before we say goodbye. Super Bowl 54 in the books. Now everybody starts from scratch. It's going to be a very interesting free agency period, especially with these quarterbacks, because think about it. You don't know right now where Tom Brady's going. You don't know right now where Drew Brees is going to do. You don't know right now where Rivers is going to go. You don't know right now who's going to quarterback about seven or eight different teams. So it's going to be interesting. It really is, especially with some of those veteran guys that, you know, could shake things up in a bunch of different places, led, of course, by the one and only Tom Brady. All right, get some calls in. We start with Joe in Oyster Bay. Go ahead, Joe. What's up?
Hey, Mike. I watched him last night. The first name that came to mind when I was watching Andy Reid was Dick Vermeil. You know, he was another guy that had a lot of trouble, you know, closing out a championship, and got one much later in his career. That was kind of the first guy I thought of.
Well, I mean, he took 15 years off. I mean, he lost with the Eagles in the Super Bowl to the Raiders, and then he left coaching. So he was burnt out. So then he came back and he won after an amazing time off. He went and, you know, he was an announcer, did college football for about 15 years. Then he came back as a head coach again. So he wasn't coaching all those years, but it was a lot of time in between. You're right.
Right. Yeah, that was the first guy that I thought of, and it was nice to see. As a Giants fan, it was nice to see.
Well, this is a guy who's won, and thanks for the call. This is a guy who's won a lot. I mean, this is a guy who has been there. He's been a consistent winner. I mean, he's had 14 teams that have won 10 or more games. He's won 207 games in the regular season. Winning 200 games in the NFL is very hard. He was the highest, in terms of total wins, he was the highest ranked guy who had never won a title in terms of wins. Every other guy who was ahead of him in wins had won a title, either an NFL title or a Super Bowl title. If it was pre-Super Bowl era, then he won an NFL title. So everyone had won a title except him. And that's why he needed a title, and he finally got one. Sonny in Malvern, what's up, Sonny?
Hey, Mike, really head-scratching game by the 49ers coach. Listen, in critical situations where you have to run, and by the way, that's what the 49ers are, a running team, last four possessions of the game specifically, he passes right before the half, the obvious one where every NFL team and coach would have gone for it with a minute and 40-something left, and they let the clock run down to 59 seconds.
Yeah, but he got away. But, Sonny, he overcame that. He had a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter.
Doesn't make it right, though.
No, but, you know, but he still had a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter. That didn't cost – it was weird, but it didn't cost him. I mean, he still had enough chances to win the game. The play that I would really give him a problem with was the second down. After he got five on first down, I would have run into the look on second down. On third down, he ran up a play where he had Kittle's wide open.
That was the play.
Wide open, and Garoppolo went elsewhere with the ball, which he's going to have to explain forever. Here's your all-world tight end who is open. He is wide open, and you don't throw him the ball. Yeah, so that's going to be one he's going to have a hard time living down.
It was funny, Mike. The only question that I had going to this game was if Jimmy G could, you know, win the game with 2 minutes left, and he proved that he couldn't. And all those people that criticized Eli, they just saw how tough it is to win a Super Bowl with 2 minutes left in the game.
It's very hard to win a Super Bowl. I mean, listen, Jimmy G may never win a Super Bowl. People who discredit Eli are fools. Winning two Super Bowls like he did in the fourth quarter has been done so few times, and to do it against the Patriots from behind shows that you're special. I mean, that's all there is to it. Thanks for the call. Mike in Philly, what's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike, good to talk to you again, buddy.
Yeah, what's up?
So, let me tell you, in Philadelphia, they were super ecstatic about Andy finally getting one. It's a great day for Andy. I was down there in Jacksonville, and unfortunately didn't get it 15 years ago. But I'll tell you what. That team played really hard. You know, it'll be interesting to see what Kelce does in his speech, how he tries to match his brother down here.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, Mike, you worry about that. I'll worry about him winning. I'm not worried about Kelce's speech, but thanks. Bob in Monticello, what's up, Bob?
Hey, Mike, happy for Spags. That was great.
Yeah, you know what? Spags, he had when his defense had to respond, It didn't do great, but it did okay. It did enough that Spags had a good night. He did, and he drew up a couple of things on those last drives where he got him out of the running game, which we talked about all week. He had to get him out of the running game, and the look he gave them on second down and 5 yards with 5 minutes left got him out of the running game and made him throw the ball there, and that's what they wanted to do. So Spags had a successful night. Absolutely right.
And it reminded me of fourth quarter gut checks. You know, I mean, he held them close enough, and then the team showed up for him. I mean, as a Giants fan, it just gave me a few good memories of, you know. I mean, I actually thought the Chiefs were going to lose simply because of the Niners' D-line, but I was surprised, like you, Mahomes managed to get out of 5 or 6 hits that I thought were sacks.
He,
to me, was the game.
I thought the, and I mentioned that last week, and thanks for the call, Bob, that I thought that he would negate the pass rush. I've watched him enough, and I said that I thought he would buy time enough to frustrate the pass rush. Now, they did sack him 4 times, but they could have sacked him 9 or 10 times. That's how much pressure they got on him. They won the matchups. They won the matchups inside. They won the matchups outside. They got initial pressure. They collapsed the pocket. He got out of there, made plays on the run. He got out of there, made throws. But he didn't have a great game. He missed a lot of throws for him. He's usually a much better thrower than that. And he missed some pretty easy throws for him. And even the throw, I've heard some people call the throw to Hill a classic throw. Throw to Hill was not a classic throw. He made Hill wait for that ball for seconds. If he didn't make Hill wait, that was a touchdown. But Hill had to wait for the ball to come down. And when it did, he caught it and he got tackled. If he had hit him in stride, that ball would have been a touchdown. He was so wide open, it was ridiculous. But then he, on the other side, on the last drive, he was vintage Mahomes. 5 for 5, 60 yards, touchdown. And the pass to Watkins over Sherman is letter perfection. Absolute. You couldn't throw. That's a 34-yard pass. Dropped it in his pocket. You could not throw. Okay? And I tell you, the guys who keep getting on Shanahan about the Falcon game are out of their minds. He was not the head coach. Let it go. I understand that his team has blown the two biggest leads ever. First of all, 10 points is not a big lead to the Chiefs. Secondly, the other game was a disgrace, but that was on the head coach, not on Shanahan. Shanahan, if he wanted to rip the doors off, should have been told what to do. He should have been told to run it, not asked to run it. He should have been told to run it. That's your job as a head coach. Don't worry about what your coordinator wants to do. Tell him what to do. Some coordinators, if you let them, they would throw every down their whole lives if you let them. As a head coach, you got to tell them to run it. John and Creskill, what's up, John?
Hey, Mike. Nice to talk to you.
My pleasure. What's happening?
Listen, last night you got to give Spagnuolo all the credit. 6 minutes left. 2nd and 5, you put 8 in the box. Make Shanahan throw the ball. Dares the 49ers to put the ball in the air, and they can't do it. Mahomes gets the ball, and that kid is wonderful.
See, but it's not as simple as that, though, John, for this reason. They see 8 in the box all the time. They saw 8 in the box against Green Bay and ran it down their throat. They run against 8 in the box more than any team in the world. They saw 8 in the box 30% of the time this year. They ran against 8 in the box. That's their mentality. They should have run that ball on second down. That was the play. That was a bad decision. They can run against those looks. They know how to run against those looks. When they got 5, he had to want to take another minute off and give his offensive line a chance to make the play there. They were getting 6.5 a carry. You got to let them run the ball. Third down, I don't have a problem with, and he dialed up a play that was a winning play. The tight end is wide open on third down. That's all you can ask for. But on second down, they run against those looks all the time. 8-man does not scare them. And you know what? Spags did what he was supposed to do. He changed things up. He changed up his line looks. He changed up his people. He did a very good job. I'm not taking anything away from Spags. But one of the big things about them was that you couldn't scare them into certain things. They didn't back off because you put eight in the box. That didn't shake them up. And here, they run away from it. And they shouldn't have on second down, because if they get a first down there, I'm telling you, their chance, and thanks for the call, their chance on that play, if they get a first down there, right there, their chance of winning the game goes up about 30 or 40% just on that one play. Because now they've dialed up a first down. Now you're inside five and ticking. Now Andy's got to use his timeouts. Now you're also not going to get the ball back on a 35-yard line. And special teams were sneaky good for Kansas City last night. They got a little better, and they did a little better in terms of return game was good for both teams. I mean, the return coverage was good for both teams. And Kansas City got a little better with return coverage each play. Ira in Staten Island, what's up, Ira?
Hey, Mike, what's happening? Congratulations,
up?
Andy Reid. Well-deserved. Happy for the Chiefs fans. I'm sure your son must have been thrilled.
He was.
And you know what? You're right. That second down play, I mean, that was big. And you know what? The bottom line, you look at this game, both coaches had their ups. They both had their downs. But it came down to two plays. Mahomes made the throw to Watkins, and Garoppolo missed the third down to the tight end and missed the third down to Sanders.
The third down to the tight end was a killer. The throw to Sanders is a hard throw to make. I mean, that's a rough. He is open, but that's a rough. He wasn't open when he threw it. He was open, and he knew he was going to beat the two guys, and that's a tough throw. The throw to Hill, he better make, because I'm telling you, Hill was open from here to Canarsie. That's how open he was. And, you know, he actually made Hill wait. I'm telling you, that throw was not a great throw. It was up there forever. If he had hit him on a line with that throw, Hill would have scored. Hill would have cut it in. He would have run it across the field on a diagonal and gone right in the end zone. Instead, you were hoping he was almost fair catching the ball there on the 20-yard line.
Yeah, he looked like a punt returner.
But he did deliver the ball, which is your job. You're right.
He was Mahomes.
On the last drive, he was, and thanks for the call, Aaron. On the last drive, he was Montana. He was Unitas. He was all the guys. He was all of them rolled into one. He was as good as it gets on that last drive. On the last drive, when he came out, he had the aura. I'm telling you, even Julio turned to me, and I said, Julio, it's going to be a tough one. He goes, they're scoring. He turned right to me and said, they're scoring. And they never missed a beat on that last drive. It was like, I swear, everybody in the building knew they were scoring. Shanahan knew they were scoring. He was already nose deep into the plays before they had even scored. He was already working on his play sheet. You could see him. He was working on his sheet. He wasn't even watching. And the amazing thing was, during the review, I'm like, do we realize we're going to watch a play here maybe on fourth down where it's fourth down for the lead in the Super Bowl on the goal line? I mean, this is as big as it gets. And you knew he was going to go because he had three timeouts. There's still time on the clock. You got to leave him there. You only need a field goal to tie. You got to go for it. He's been confident on fourth down. I'm sure he would have gone back to some of his option series and some of the, you know, stuff he was running that night that was working. But I thought he got across before he got his foot out of bounds. I thought he did. It looked like he did. And the rest is history. But you're right. Hey, it came down to some plays Mahomes made and some plays that Garoppolo didn't make, but Shanahan also messed up some stuff in the game. Andy Reid didn't mess up anything in this game. He was on point all night. Shanahan was not on point all night. He messed some stuff up. in the fourth quarter. He messed some stuff up before the half. So he was not on point all night. And Garoppolo, and although Mahomes had a shaky game for him, by any Mahomes standard, this was not a vintage Mahomes game. He, with his maneuverability, his escapability, and then he morphed into the great quarterback on that last drive, and he said, you know what, get out of my way. We're going home. And he was letter perfect. 5 for 5, 60 yards, dropped the 34-yarder in Watkins' lap, and the rest is history. I mean, great drive. Absolutely letter perfect drive to take the 24-20 lead. Wonderful game, and I was thrilled to see Andy win. I really was. I pulled from all year, picked him to win it before the season started, and I admit that I thought they were good, but I also was really rooting for him to do it too. And he did, so I'm very happy that it happened. Now it's on to the next season, and for you guys, it's on to Steve Summers. And remember, our program each and every night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos, brought to you by those who drink it. Each and every night, they bring you the program. We'll see you tomorrow. Steve Summers is next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.